Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good day. Hope everybody's having a good, productive day. Been an interesting time, been an interesting week for me. Having to bury my best friend, probably been one of the hardest things that I've gone through. There's a couple other things coupled with that I've had to go through, but it's been rough. When you lose someone that's close, and when you look at what you go through and the grief, a lot of times you see this anxiety and depression. What's up, Pac-Man? And this anxiety and depression is something that for some people, they live with it every day. For some, it's based off of different situations that happen in life. And for some, you know, they're suffering and they're just trying to be strong for life. And they don't really know that they have anxiety or they have depression. But we've seen a lot of people go through this. And life, man, life is no joke. Life will knock you down. Life will kick you around. And it's not personal, really. I mean, it's personal to us in our situation, but life is not here to sugarcoat anything, and sometimes it seems like we get a little bit ahead, we got to get knocked 10 steps back, and really, you can ask the question why, and you can try to be as positive as you want to be. But sometimes, man, you know, what I realized last week, the last 2 weeks for me, really been pretty tough. And, you know, for me, because my best friend was somebody who wanted a child, who wanted to, you know, live a good life, who wanted to have a family. And then he got those things. And he only got to spend 2 years. His daughter's 2 years old. And for him to leave here, it's been rough for me. And it's been rough, yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny to say, but, you know, we're almost immune to death. You see death all the time. You see people die. You see people pass away. But it's really what happens when it's the ones that's close to you. But for me, this situation was the fact that this two-year-old is not going to remember this great man. It's not going to remember this great person who wanted her so bad. Marty, what's going on? And so, you know, now me stepping into that role for her, and I mean for him, is kind of a gift and a curse. Because it is always something to say that I will be here for you. You're my best friend. I'm the best man in your wedding. I will always be here for you. And now it means more than anything. And so the rest of my life, really, is being spent raising and helping raise this two-year-old little girl and keeping the standard and trying to be the person that her dad would be, but knowing that they can't share those memories or they can't, she's not going to ever remember him. So all she's going to have is pictures and videos and what little memories she might have of him. And so that's a daunting task for me to step into that role, but I embrace it wholeheartedly. But I know the things that I've been going through mentally these last couple of weeks, and it can't be anything but anxiety and depression. And then, you know, having people to support you, having people in your corner just to check on you, having friends in your corner to check on you, people you never even thought join your life at a time that you need them, checking on you, you know, all help you. And so, you know, sometimes when I'm on Facebook and I see a little post about, you know, make sure you check on somebody. Make sure if you ain't heard from somebody, you check on them. And that's real, man. And also, when we think about depression and anxiety, we start cutting the world off because we feel like our problem is so giant and massive that we can't see around it. It's like somebody standing 2 inches from the tallest building you've ever seen, and you're just looking at the concrete wall of the building. You can't see around it. You can't see above it, and there's nothing below you, and you're just standing there and you're looking. And that's what, to me, anxiety and depression feel like. And then when you try to work it, getting around it, you climb a little bit, you go to the left, you go to the right, but you're still behind it. And one of the things that I've had to do when I've done these talks before is really go back to what I've learned. And even at that, it still doesn't matter. And so one of the things that for me is I just dump as much positivity, like I listen to personal development stuff all day long. Because your input, what you input into your brain affects your output. It affects your attitude. It affects the way you feel. And or you have to have an outlet of somebody who you can talk to, somebody you can trust that is going to listen to you and take the information and keep it in between you, but also give you good constructive criticism, also maybe give you some positive reinforcement. But I stay listening to stuff on YouTube. When it's time for me to go to sleep and my mind just racing because I'm thinking about him, I'm thinking about her, and I'm just thinking about things that happen in life in general, I turn on sleep meditation music. And that just helps me go to sleep, whether it be sleep meditation where they're playing like a thunderstorm, the rain and a thunderstorm, or they're playing a particular music at a certain amount of hertz so that it affects the brain in a certain way and the subconscious in a certain way. And so I try to just dump as much positivity around myself because if I'm just left up to my thoughts, it's not a good day. And what we all have to deal with day to day just as people and just work and living life and building business and whatever it is you might do, that's hard enough, you know. And then you start to add these other things on top. And sometimes the situation don't get right until you meet certain results in life. There are certain things that are attached to your anxiety and depression. Certain things that you have to have, that you have to work toward, that you have to get. And once you get them, it'll kind of alleviate that to an extent. And then, of course, you know, and I'm talking about needs. I'm not talking about wants. There's a lot of things you want in life, but I'm talking about basic human needs to be able to feel free, to be able to feel vibrant, to be able to feel like yourself. There are certain things that we just need. And you got to have the people around you that will support you in that. And it may not be that they have to do anything for you, but sometimes it's just the fact that you know that there are people there. But for me, you know, going through this thing and realizing that I'm an introvert by trade anyway. You know, I've come to enjoy speaking. I've come to being able to enjoy giving information. But I think that was more so bestowed on me because of my mother and what she went through in her passing and all that I try to help her do with cancer and that stuff. And so she just told me never let this happen to anyone else. And so through my research and studying and learning and all the things that I do along the way, I feel obligated because of what was put on me to give this information. And I've just come to love it. So every Tuesday, just about, I show up and I have something to say. But a lot of times I find that when it's real and it's transparent and I can be vulnerable and I can be transparent, it's the best time for me because then I'm able to vent or I'm able to talk and get certain things out and hope that somebody who might be looking at me or going through something similar or just going through the same thing, whether it be anxiety or depression, will say, you know what, I'm not the only one. And a lot of times that's what it is because so many people, especially when you are attached to social media, people are always showing you how much fun they have and a picture of this or a picture of that and smiling and all the time. But, you know, and there are all people on here who just absolutely complain. Just like flat out complain about everything. But there are times when, you know, we need to know that, hey, you're not suffering alone. You're not suffering in silence. And to be able to go through things together And it may not be that you call me. It may not be that I call you. But it may be just this video to say, you know what? I got to keep pushing. Because I'm going to tell you what, the biggest test of your character and the biggest test of your integrity is when some real shit happens. And I can't put it no more blunt than that. And when you knocked on, and when life knocks you on your tail, and you got to figure out how to get up, it's a daunting task. Every day is a task. Every minute is a struggle. And sometimes we break. Sometimes we cry. I don't think I've cried this much in probably, it's been a minute. But to be able to cry, man, is an amazing thing because it cleanses your spirit, it cleanses your soul, and you tend to feel just a little bit better. And I swear, when you're going through anxiety, when you're going through depression, anything that you can think of in your mind that will make you feel better, do it within reason. If it means you go for a walk, if it means you read a book, if it means you take a bath, go outside and run. I don't care what it is. If it's something that's positive and it's going to bring you just an ounce or a few minutes of relief, do it. Because those are the moments that you can really start to have gratitude. And it's one thing about gratitude, when you're grateful for something, you can't be grateful and fearful at the same time. Or you can't be grateful and ungrateful at the same time. When you're in a moment of gratitude, you think of things and you say, man, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. No, it doesn't minimize your situation. And that's why I've never been a big proponent of when people say, well, such and such is going through this, so I shouldn't feel this bad. I shouldn't feel as bad as I do because somebody always going through something worse. And it's who says it's worse. You know, don't minimize your stuff for somebody else because they're going through their storm too. It may seem worse, but, you know, a lot of times we don't get more than we can handle. We don't know we can't handle it, but somehow we end up making it through it. And sometimes if people say that, it's more so to say, you know, well, just try to put your stuff in context. But you have put your stuff in context. You have put it in perspective. And that's why it's driving you crazy because you don't feel like you can be your best self. You don't feel like you can get out of life what it is you're trying to get out. And so some of the things for me that, like I say, help me is really, you know, I listen to Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Eric Thomas. Sometimes I listen to Kevin Gates. Sometimes I listen to Plies. Sometimes I listen to Jay-Z, whatever it is. Sometimes it's Nas, whatever it is that will give you just those moments where you can take a minute off and think of something different, have a different outcome, have a different response, trigger something. I listen to sleep meditation music. I take my nutrition. You'd be surprised how good nutrition is for you when you're depressed. When you're depressed and you have anxiety, a lot of times, from a nutritional standpoint, you have a blood sugar imbalance. You know, and the reason I say that is your blood sugar spikes or your blood sugar gets high and low. And you know this because alcohol, when you look at alcoholics or people who drink, alcohol is sugar. And you have certain people who drink, and when that sugar hits their system and that alcohol hits their system, they get real belligerent and crazy. And then for some other people, they drink alcohol, and they go to sleep. So it hits people different. People react differently to it. And that's because your blood sugar is up and down. And so one of the things that I've been paying attention to is making sure I cut out sweets. Also, when we are in a state of anxiety and depression, we tend to eat more comfort foods. And more comfort foods have more sugar. Cakes, pies, cookies, drinks, whether it be sugary drinks, whether it be alcohol, we tend to crave those particular things because our mind and our body's in a state where our blood sugar is not balanced. And so when that happens, I say, you know what? I got to stay away from all sugar. I'll eat some fruit, but I drink a lot of water. I try to eat vegetables, try to eat salads, just try to do basic stuff and not tax the body. Because when you're in that level of anxiety and depression, the first thing you want to do is comfort yourself with some type of comfort food. And most of the time, our comfort foods are bad. And so that's one thing that you have to watch because you don't want to aid in making yourself worse. You want to try to get better. And so cutting out sweets And if you don't have an appetite, that's sometimes else what happens. You don't eat. And when you don't eat, your blood sugar can't regulate itself. So as bad as eating sugar and sweets are, sometimes if you don't eat because you don't have an appetite. When you're depressed and you got anxiety, you don't want to eat. You may get hungry. But then by the time you sit there and try to figure out what you're going to eat, especially if it's something bad, then you eat it and you feel worse. Or you don't want to cook anything. You don't want to necessarily get anything healthy because you want this comfort food. So you have to eat. Because for as much as I don't want to eat, I have to. You have to nourish your body. And also I take my nutrition. So I'm getting a balance of nutrients every day that's feeding my body. And I can consume food as a supplement as opposed to as trying to find something to eat to keep myself healthy or to keep my nutrient level up. So that helps a little bit. Drinking water helps a little bit. Those are just a couple of things. So anything that we can do that works, you know, we need to do all of it. Having good, strong conversations and stimulating conversations with people. If you can force yourself to get out and talk, that always helps. Because the more you talk or the more you have a conversation and listen, you can't really focus 100% on your problems and have a conversation at the same time. So it's good to go find things to do or not shut yourself off from the world. And that's why when you understand that you are dealing with anxiety and depression, you almost have to go after it. You almost have to, it's a saying that when you finally find fear, if you can chase fear and you finally find it, it's huddled in a corner, hiding from it. Because fear is something that can be conquered all the time. But the fact is we let it consume us. And so you got to go after it. And so when you're feeling down, and it's hard, it's really hard because you're fighting yourself all the time. You feel down, you don't feel like being bothered, and then you're going to try to make yourself get up and go do something. It's just not feasible a lot of times. And so that's why it helps to have good friends in your corner, good people in your corner, even just to laugh for a moment, even just to smile for a moment, and find things to do that you're passionate about. If there's something you like to do, draw, paint, whatever it is, do that. Even if you're just going through the motion, because it's just amazing what happens when your mind is stimulated. I know for me, listening to music, a lot of times shooting pool, or just working, like go out and mow the lawn, go out and do stuff, work in the garden, just do stuff that's therapeutic. So it keeps your mind moving. And then also for me, you know, I got a big task coming up next week because this is going to be the first week that I'm going to see my best friend's daughter. And so I'm trying to make a point to go see her every other weekend as I can do it, if not more, but at least every other weekend or twice a month, just to be there. And so I know this first time is going to be hard. I haven't seen her since the funeral. So, you know, just trying to figure out life with her and, It's amazing what life throws at you. And it's amazing what life gives you to get through it. And a lot of times we have to grow through things. And I find that when we get comfortable, especially if you are ambitious or especially if there's something that you must achieve in life, if you're a goal-oriented person, you say, there are certain things that I want to achieve in life, there are certain things that I want to do in this lifetime, and you really, really mean it, I find that when you get comfortable, something happens and knocks you on your tail. And it's to make you uncomfortable because you only grow when you're uncomfortable. You only get strong when you're uncomfortable. If you can get through and not take your own life, you grow from it. That what don't kill me will make me stronger thing, we grow through things. I remember having a conversation with one of my friends not too long ago. And I said, I feel like I've developed a callus around my heart because so many things happen, so many situations happen that are negative, that are bad, whatever you want to call them. And it's like your heart can only take so much. And so you try to prepare your heart to just so when things hit, it don't hit hard, it don't hurt you as bad. So no, that's not true. You don't develop a callus around your heart. You just grow through things. And I at one point tried to defy it, like, no, you know, because you don't want it to be, you don't want that feeling no more. So you don't even let yourself go there. But when I thought about it even more, it was like, why don't you let yourself go there? It's because you've gotten smarter. You've grown a little bit more. You pay attention a little bit more. You're more cautious a little bit more. And you still keep going after, but you tend to be ready. Because why? You had to grow through something. And so a lot of times things happen to us. We think that things are happening to us, but they're actually happening for us. And so that's one of the things that I've been trying to keep in the back of my mind as I go through this transition in life that I'm going through now, and just say, what's the good that's supposed to come out of this? Because I can't see it right now. And so I just ask the question. And that's one thing that they always tell us to do. You know, I'm not, you know, an expert on the Bible, but I do know one thing. One thing they do tell you that we can do is ask. And a lot of times we don't ask for what it is we want. We don't claim what it is we want. We just go through life and think that's what we deserve. But we have to ask. Ask for strength. Ask for guidance. Ask for the things that will help you get back to where you need to be. And however you do that, whether it be prayer, whether it be meditation, however you do that, that's something that you need to do. But one thing that I challenge you to do is don't just do it when you're down. You got to do it when you're up, because that's what will help you from getting so far down. And that's how one of the guys I listen to Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar says that somebody told him, man, when I get down, I just pop in one of your tapes or listen to you on YouTube. And before I know it, you know, I'm back up again. And he said, well, why would you wait till you get down to do it? Why don't you do it while you're up and you may not get down, or you may not get down as far? And so, you know, it's always in those moments of despair that we look to things. It's always in those moments of despair or that we pray more, that we want to fast, that we want to, you know, do these different things. But when we get out of this situation, and I feel like that's why a lot of times some things happen to us, because we're not appreciative of the time that we do have those good moments. Those times where life feels just okay. You know, you feel okay with life. You feel okay with the way things are going. You see this upward swing, and we lose our level of gratitude. We lose our level of thankfulness. And so, you know, and during this time, I've been doing a lot of reading. I've been working on some leadership stuff and just trying to do the things that's going to make me a better person, because I swear every day you have to get better. Every day is like almost a clean slate, and we have to focus on making ourselves better. And in doing that, we got to a lot of times do some hard stuff and do some serious soul searching and have people tell us like it is. And it's not always good to hear that, but I'm telling you, you don't grow unless you hear those things and you have those people that are in your corner that's going to tell you the truth, and that's going to be up front with you, even when you're going through your stuff. Because we think sometimes, oh, this person is going through this, they're down, you know, let me not say this to them, let me not say that to them. But you got to realize, when you think people are at their weakest, they're really at their strongest, because they're in the fight of their life. And one, you think they're being strong because they're trying to cover up sometimes what it is they're going through. And two, if they're not, they're just trying to fight just to get back to ground zero so they can start to get on the upswing. So, you know, the anxiety and depression is definitely a real thing. And we have to find ways in our good moments, sit in your good moments and think of things that you're grateful for, think of things that times before that you've been in this place and you got out of it. And that's what lets you know that part of it is just the test of life, to see how you're going to react, to see how you're going to respond, to get your character built. And it's tiring. It can be really tiring. And it's like, what is it now that I'm supposed to prove? What is it now you want me to do? Why do you bring me this now? You know, it was funny because when I was at the funeral, at my buddy's funeral, and the pastor was doing a eulogy, and he said, expiration date. And he says, some people say, oh, he was a young man, he died too soon. He says, always the wrong time to die. He said, what other date would you have suggested if not today? And it kind of struck me like, that's exactly right. You know, I wouldn't have suggested any other thing. You know, any point in time in life is the time. And so I feel like a lot of times that dash in between our birth date and our death date is what makes us. And it's a small dash, but so much happens in between that time. And we can't a lot of times allow ourselves to be down too long because that dash, that time we have in between in life, is not going to be what it is that it's supposed to be. And I don't know why. I think if I die, I think I'm going to take that dash. Instead of putting a dash there, I'm going to make it like a squiggly line up and down. Because that's what life is, man. Life is ups and downs all the time. Everything is ups and downs. And if you're down, you got to come up. And if you're up, something's going to bring you down. But it's how you react to all of it that determines how much you grow and how much better you get. And the fact of being thankful and being grateful and having gratitude is what helps you get through and helps you stay high once you get high. And so, you know, I just wanted to have this conversation this week because it's been something that I've been dealing with. And it's important that I get it out of my system as best I can and have this conversation because I know there are other people that are going through it. I know my best friend's family is going through it. Some friends are going through it. And everybody's struggle and everybody's journey is a little different. But the end result is the same. You think of anxiety, you think of depression, that's a title that a whole lot of people have that are going through so many different things. And for all of us, it all involves getting better. It all involves being vulnerable. It all involves being thankful and being grateful and keeping things close to the vest and doing the things that we need to do to push through and just to get better. Because life is one of those things that we only get one. And the one that we get is the only one we get. Our heart beats every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And a lot of times we take that for granted. The fact that our heart beats every day, our brain works every day, whether we're asleep or whether we're awake. And we got to be grateful for something, even if it's something that small. You got to find gratitude in something. Because if you ever try missing one of those days that your heart don't beat, it'll be a long day for some people. And so, you know, I find that in these moments of low points in life, we really have to find those around us who, one, can just be that rock and be a little bit of strength, and two, embrace it and go after it head on and until you accomplish something, and even if it's little, just something that you can celebrate to get you up out of that muck and the mire, but you can't stay there long. You can't stay there too long because it'll consume you, and then it'll make you worse than what you were before you got into it. It'll make the situations worse. Everything is magnified when you get way, way down. So if I could say anything, I would just say be positive. Try to be as positive as you can. Dump as much positivity as you can into your mind. Be around positive situations and positive people. Do the things that you enjoy doing. And always, always be thankful and grateful for what you have. Because, again, it could be worse. But you feel like you're at your worst, but you're really not. We can always get better from what we are. So thank y'all for joining. I look forward to being back next week with a new topic. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to me today because I really needed to get this off my chest. And we'll look forward to it next week with something different. I love you guys. Thank you for all the support. You see me posting pictures of my friend or his daughter, and I really appreciate all of that. I thank you so much because every little bit helps. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.